Erevin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Erevin Bavli, Daf Samach. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Vav, Red Aleph, had the first Mishnah at Halacha Vav. Mishai b'mizrach v'amar l'bnoi l'arev loy b'marav, marav amar l'bnoi l'arev loy b'mizrach. If one was in the east and told his son to be ma'arav him in the west, or vice versa, yem yesh b'menu l'beisoi alpayim amar l'eruvay yoytimiken muta l'beisoi v'asa l'eruvay. If he is at most 2,000 amas from his house and further than this from his eruv, he's permitted to go to his house and forbidden to go to his eruv. Le'eruvay apayim amar le'beisay yoytzmikan muta le'eruvay v'asa le'beisay. If he's 2,000 amas from his eruv and further than this from his house, he's permitted to his eruv and forbidden to his house, as we'll explain. Hanoyzenes eruvay bi'ibur shel eir le'asa klum. If one put an eruv in the ibur of the city, it has no effect. If one put an eruv outside the trum ibur of the city, even one amma outside, whatever he gains in that direction, he loses in the opposite direction. The Gemara says, min kashui makshila bakapar lemizrach benoi ulemarav benoi. Due to a question that bakapar had, we have to explain our mishnah to mean that he was to the east of his son or to the west of his son. Nichem yesh minu l'vesei apayim amma ulemaruvai Yose Miken Muta Lebesai Vasle Ruve. The Mishnah occurs that he was east of his house and told his son to be ma'arav for him in the west, or vice versa, means his house is in the middle. As long as he is within 2,000 amas of his house, and more than this from his Eruv, he's permitted to his house and forbidden to his Eruv. Le Ruve Apaim Amar Lebesai Yose Miken Muta Le Ruve Lebesai Asa. The Gemara asks, how can he be within 2,000 amas of his Eruv? And more than this in his house, that he's permitted to his Eruv and forbidden to his house. He's closer to his house than to his Eruv. While our Mishnah means that he was to the east or west of his son.